What's New on WBAA Classical and WBAA.org airs Sunday nights at 10 o'clock on 101.3 FM. Here's a sneak peek of this week's show.
John Williams is well known around the world for the wonderful music that accompanies the images of some of the most acclaimed movies of our time. Many of them feature solo tuba. He is also a fine composer of art music, specifically noted for writing concertos for violin, flute, clarinet, trumpet, and tuba. He has made a huge contribution to the tuba world with one of the finest concertos for tuba and orchestra ever written. His Concerto for Tuba, written in 1985 for Chester Schmitz and the Boston Symphony Orchestra, was welcomed as a blast of fresh air by all the tuba players in the world. In fact, nothing yet had challenged the significant role of the Vaughan Williams Concerto for Bass Tuba, composed in 1954, although many wonderful pieces for tuba and orchestra had been written in the meantime. John Williams' concerto was written a year before I began working on my master's degree at Boston University. I distinctly remember that one of my classmates had the solo part, and everyone wanted to take a look at the new piece, hoping that one day it would become part of their repertoire. The virtuosity that is required in this piece scared and inspired us all. I must say that the beauty and challenges of this concerto had caught the attention of a generation of young players willing to prove the tuba as a solo instrument. I am honored that the composer has given me permission to make the first recording of this virtuosic work that has appealed to many performers and audiences. Thank you, Mr. Williams, for your distinct orchestration, rich in colors and themes that magnificently flow between soloist and orchestra.
Doing the Star Wars films with all the fanfares and flourish and the galaxy far, far away, I actually feel like I'm still in it, that I've never really left it, you know? Having worked on all of the six films, I'm just happy to be continuing to be part of the whole fun of doing it. Of course, I haven't seen the script, but the story is still unknown to me, the new story. But I can't imagine that there will not be some references to the existing stories that we know that would necessitate and make appropriate the use of some of the earlier themes, which actually for me has been part of the fun of doing film after film, because in each case I've been able to use the earlier material and develop new material that would coexist with it and hopefully feel like a part of the fabric of the film. Since I don't know the story, I have to tell you and confess to you that I would always prefer not to read scripts and even not to hear stories and look at cue cards and so on, and wait for the moment of discovery with the audience of the film itself. So I'm as surprised as they are and I know where to put the surprise button, you know, having not been prepared by a script. And of course, during the first film, I think our colleagues working in the film had no idea that there was going to be a second film, let alone a third or fourth.
Hi, I'm John Clare. I hope you enjoyed that preview, and we'll tune in for the full show Sunday night at 10 o'clock on WBAA Classical at 101.3 FM and WBAA.org.